Chazal tell us that the Yom Tov of Chanukah was Nikva Kedei Lahoidei Sulahalel. Now, it's definitely true that there's plenty to be thankful for from the whole Nes of Chanukah. But we have other Yomim Tovim, like Pesach and Shavuos, that also great things happen to Klal Yisrael. And we don't find that there's a special kfius of Hoidah by these Yomim Tovim. Only on Chanukah do we have the kfius of the Yom Tov Kedei Lahoidei Sulahalel. What's the inyan of Haidah, Dafka, to the Yom Tov of Chanukah? We have a mitzvah in the Torah to remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam. After Miriam said Lashon Hara on Aaron, and then she got Saras, there's a mitzvah, Zochar as Asher Osa Hashem Elekech LeMiriam, every single day. And the Rishonim explain that that mitzvah is really a mitzvah to remember the seriousness and the chomer of the Avera of Lashon Hara. How will we mekayim this mitzvah? So either you say the Pasuk and you remember the Maisa Miriam, but the Magen Avraham says that we could also be Mekayim this mitzvah every day when we say Ava Rabba by Shachris. One of the words that we say in Ava Rabba is Lahoidei Slacha. And we could have in mind in those words that we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us a peh for the purpose of Haidah, for the purpose of thanking you, and not to speak Lashon Hara. And when we think of that, that the peh was given to thank Hashem and not to say Lashon Hara, that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of remembering the chomer of Lashon Hara. It sounds like from the Magen Avraham that there is some connection between Haidah and Lashon Hara. As if the peh was only given for Lashon Hara, for Haidah, and the opposite of Haidah is Lashon Hara. What does Lashon Hara have to do with Haidah? Haidah means we thank Hashem. Lashon Hara means that we say bad about other people. In the Avera of Lashon Hara, Chazal tell us that there's something unique about the Avera of Lashon Hara. All of the Averas that a person does, he has a taiva for. He has hana from the Avera. But Chazal tell us that the Avera of Lashon Hara, there's no hana. Ma hana yesh lebala lashon. There's no hana. And the question is, if there's really no hana, so what's the big problem of Lashon Hara? Why is everyone saying, Rachmana Litzlan Lashon Hara? If there's any way no hana from it, what's this Yetzahara to speak Lashon Hara, which anyway there's no Hana? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single person with a Teva, a nature, that he needs to feel good about himself. And of course, the ideal way to feel good about yourself is when you see the good inside you, you see the positive inside you, and you develop that, and you use it for the proper things, and Mamela, you'll end up feeling good and positive about yourself. But what if you have a person who can't notice the good inside of him? He doesn't manage to develop the good traits that are in him, so he feels empty. So what's he going to do to feel good? He needs to feel good. It's a need every human being has, to feel good about himself. Such a person will unfortunately turn to Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, by emphasizing and noticing and talking about and spreading the word about the faults and the chesroinus of other people, is an artificial way of feeling good. Ki'ilu, he has the problem and not me. The real way for a person to feel good about himself is by noticing the good inside of him and developing and using it. Lashon Hara comes when a person's empty. A person who's empty about himself, he feels empty about himself, he's the one that's going to turn to Lashon Hara. The Chovas Halvava says that despite the fact that the Pasuk says, Toiv Hashem Lakoil, Hashem is good and extremely good to every single person, many, many people fail to notice the good that Hashem does, and of course fails to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good. The main reason for that, says the Chovas Halvava, is because people are so busy concentrating on what they don't have. No one has everything. People are busy concentrating on what they don't have. They fail to notice and appreciate what they do have. If a person would just look and see what he has, he would right away go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be full of Hakaras HaToiv. So that's how we see that Lashon Hara and Haidah are really two opposites. Lashon Hara comes from someone who doesn't see the good inside of him, doesn't value the good traits that he has, and he only feels empty. So he has to turn to Lashon Hara. Haidah comes from somebody who recognizes the Toiv Hashem Lakol. I might not have A, B, and C, but I have X, Y, and Z. And I have tremendous milas, and I have the ability to develop them and to become great. Such a person notices the Toiv Hashem Lakol, and he'll be Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, Lashon Hara and Haidah are really exactly two opposites. That's the inyan of Lashon Hara and Haidah. Now, when it comes to the Nes of Chanukah, obviously, if we have a Yom Tov of Chanukah, that means we're being Mesameach, and we're celebrating the Nitzachon, the victory over the Yevanim. But it's really not so clear. What did the Yevanim want to do to us? Lashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted to make us forget the Torah. They caused us tremendous amount of tzaras, and there was a tremendous amount of shikchas haTorah. And after the Chashmonaim won over the Melchama with the Yevanim, did that shikchas haTorah stop? Do we see the generations after the Nes of Chanukah that Klal Yisrael stopped forgetting the Torah? Adarabba, on the contrary, every door is another Yiridus Adaris. Every door that's another Yiridus Adaris is another Choshech, another Shikchas HaTorah, from generation to generation. So what's the big simcha that we're being mesameach about the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Nitzachon? Where's the Nitzachon over the Lashkicham Torah Secha? The Lashkicham Torah Secha is just getting worse and worse. The answer is that the Nitzachon that Klal Yisrael saw by the Nes of Chanukah was like its nirmaz in the Nes of the Pach Shem and the Nes of the Menorah. Even though there's so much darkness around us, there's so much choshech, and the choshech didn't go away, but there's value in the little bit of or that we see in the choshech. That Pach Shemen also has value. Sometimes when a person sees so much darkness, so much chesaron around him, he has a hard time valuing the little bit of light that he does have, and he can miss it and not notice it bechlal. By the Nes of Chanukah was nisgalatos, that no matter how dark the Golos becomes, no matter how much Shichas HaTorah there is, no matter how much Chesroinus there are, there's also light, and there's also positive, and there's good to focus on, no matter how deep the Golos goes, and no matter how many problems we have. But mitoich all of that Choshech, there's something positive and great to notice and value. That's the limbo that we have from Chanukah. That's the inyan of the Haidah that we have by the Nes of Chanukah, specifically by this Yom Tov. Of course, on Pesach and Shavuos, there's what to be moida about. But that's poshet. That's all or, that's all light. Chanukah is a special chiddush of Haidah. Despite the fact that there's so much choshech around, what could I be moida for? For this tiny little bit of light, the Teretz says, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch was satisfied with that light, even though there's so much choshech around us. That's why the Yom Tov of Chanukah was Lehoidei Sulahalel. The Lashon of the Torah, when he says about the mitzvah of lighting the Neiris on Chanukah, he says that Chazal were masakin to light the Neiris kidei lahazkir es anes. The Sfasemis is medayik that he doesn't say kidei lizkor es anes, which means to remember the Neis, rather kidei lahazkir es anes, to mention the Neis. The Sfasemis says because the message of Chanukah is not something old. It's not something in the past that happened that we just have to remember. It's a constant thing. Every single door, the deeper the Golas goes, how more relevant the Nes of Chanukah is. And especially like we're saying, the mitzvah to be Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is so relevant in our lives of Torah, despite the fact there's, yes, such a tremendous Yiridas HaDoros, such a tremendous Choshech and shallowness in Torah. But nevertheless, we have to be able to see the R, the little bit of Torah that we do have, the little bit of involvement that we do have, the little bit of understanding that we do have. We have to know how to value that and lahoidos. It's nageya in our Torah. It's nageya in our lives, in our families. Sometimes there's so much choshech going around. If we would just look at our family, at our children, without noticing the chesroinus and focusing only on what he doesn't have, what she doesn't have, but we'll focus on the or, the or mitoich lechoshech, and be moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that, how much would we do for ourselves and we would do for the people around us? So that's the lesson of Lehoidei Sulahalel, specifically Bechanukah. Even when there is so much that can make us forget the Toiv Hashem Lakol, forget about the or that we're being involved with, there's so much choshech,
But Chanukah teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with that little bit of or, that little bit of pach shemen, that little bit of ner,